You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, sitting in here with us is Coach Grayson. He does a really good job here in Lincoln. Continue to ask you, Grayson, we talked, you know, in between segments, the importance of hydration. And I want to ask you this, because everybody thinks hydration is like what you're doing, drinking water. Talk about hydration is, you know, the right amount of protein, carbohydrate, food intake as well. Talk about that, and then also how, when you're hydrated, it can help your performance or hurt your performance.
Oh, absolutely. You know, hydration has got to be the key. I mean, our body's made up of 85% water.
Right.
You know, so if we can get our athletes to understand just that one simple concept, the better. You know, it's kind of a funny thing we do at the gym. Sometimes athletes will forget their water, but they'll have their cell phone. So we'll tell them, like, hey, you got your cell phone, but you don't have your, but you don't have a water bottle. You know, what's really the priority here?
Right.
And so, you know, they kind of gave me that look like, oh, this is a little more serious than I'm used to. And I'm like, yeah, because it matters. It's important.
Right.
So I think if we continue to just reiterate that fact, the better. You know, and we have the hydration charts in the gym and stuff. And, you know, like almost after every third or fourth set, I'm like, hey, go get water.
Right.
And sometimes athletes be like, oh, no, I don't need no water. It's like, no, you need water more than you actually think. Go get some water.
Right.
Man,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. I always tell my kids, like, you're not a camel. You don't have any reserves.
No, you don't have any reserves, man. No.
Go over there.
No.
Trust me, I can run you to get some water. We can go some up and downs. But I wanted to ask you about I'm a big mindset type of coach. Talk about, I truly believe a hydrated athlete is the most, more mentally focused, more mentally dangerous. Because I feel like your body and it just kind of puts you in a better mindset. Talk about how important that is to be able to, a hydrated athlete, of being mentally strong, being able to finish, being able to last longer than your opponent. Because I think that's crucial, and I don't think a lot of kids and parents don't recognize it.
You know, we have a lot of our athletes who come in, and especially on not a day like today, but last week we had those hot days. I was able to tell the athletes who were hydrated and the ones that weren't, because I told them, I was like, at the very beginning of the workout, I was like, guys, today's going to be a little bit of a harder day. If you're not hydrated, I will find out. You know, a couple of them were, and, you know, we had to make modifications for those athletes, which is what we're all about. But, you know, at the end, you know, I have to have that hard discussion with them, like, hey, man, this summer in Nebraska, it's, you know, 60% humidity and it's 90-100 degrees almost every day. You know, we got the gym door open. We don't have AC.
Right.
So it's a hot box in there.
Right.
You know, so I'm like, hey, you know, you got to make sure we're prioritizing this hydration. And, you know, sometimes I think myself, Mel, you know what, maybe we should put an AC in there. Maybe we should put a fan. But then, you know, I don't know if we're going to get the hydration piece out of it. You know?
Right.
And so I think if the hotter it is in that gym, it gets them there saying, oh, wow, I got to hydrate. Otherwise, I ain't going to feel very good.
Right.
You know, and so again, if we can continue to reiterate that fact with the athletes, the better.
Plus, though, when you're in that hot box, per se, I think it brings a it's a different type of training. I think it's a different type of mindset. I think it you're getting it out of the mud per se, and you're in there, mm-hmm. and those are maybe things you can draw back upon when you're in a game. I want to ask you also, how important is like supplements, and talk about when they should start taking supplements, and what type of supplements do you recommend for some of your athletes? I know probably it's all curtailed to what they need, mm-hmm. but talk how important that is, because I think, you know, whether it's the amino acids, a little creatine or whatever else that we used it in Nebraska, mm-hmm. and using it, you know, with not in excess, but the right way. Talk about how important that is to continue along the path of improving as an athlete.
You know, I think we have athletes start on creatine at 16, 17 years old. There's a lot, you know, creatine is one of the most researched supplements out there. It's been researched for multiple years. You know, even some researchers at Nebraska have worked on it as well. You know, the number one thing I do with supplements is I want to make sure every athlete or every supplement that my athletes are taking is the cleanest stuff out there. You know, I don't want them just going to some supplement shop and it's, you know, some guy selling some stuff who may not be certified or what he's right. talking about. He's trying to sell a product to these kids.
Right.
You know, I want to make sure, you know, I tell everybody, make sure your supplement is what we call NSF certified for sport. It's a little label that shows you on there, and they have an app you can download. You can pick a category like creatine or protein or multivitamin or fish oil, whatever it may be. But I tell everybody, don't buy it on there. Go on like Amazon or somewhere sure. else.
Right. Get
it
a little cheaper. Save some money.
Yeah, save some money. But, right. you know, at Nebraska and, you know, most colleges and professional sports teams, you know, I know when I was with the Padres, you know, that's all we gave our athletes was the NSF certified for sport. So we made sure there was no banned substances, because right. the last thing we want is for an athlete to take a urine test and they pass it for some banned substance that they had no idea they were taking.
Right.
You know, I feel like if we can control that, the better.
Right. I wanted to ask you, I learned this when I went to Buffalo, because obviously, you know, with Mike Arthur and those guys, we work extremely hard, you know, and it's, you hit your marks, heavy squats and all that. Then when I got to Buffalo, it's like, hey, we need you to play on Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we worked hard, but ultimately, you know, they don't want you to get quote unquote injured or, you know, be too tight after that. Talk about the difference from when you worked at Nebraska to when you were at the Padres, because I think people don't understand that when you're at a professional level, obviously the most important thing is, in your case, that they're out there on the diamond and, you know, and performing on whatever night you're playing.
You know, I think one of the biggest differences was how much I had an athlete. You know, so if we have an athlete in Nebraska, you know, we might have that athlete for 4 or 5 years. It's a little different now with the portal. But with the Padres, you know, players were getting traded. You know, everything's were happening back and forth. You know, some guys would come in for 3 weeks and get traded. Some guys were there for 4 years. You know, so we had to make sure we had to accommodate for that.
Yeah.
But at Nebraska, a lot of the times, you know, also depends on, you know, those kids are in class, you know, they got school, they got academics, they got all this stuff going on. So we have to take that into consideration with their training. But the Padres, you know, that baseball, that was it.
Yeah.
You know, in the weight room, we had 12 TVs and there was baseball on in every single TV. And so if you didn't eat, sleep, breathe baseball, it really wasn't the environment for you.
Right.
You know, but you know, we would play at 7 o'clock at night in that Phoenix heat and it's hot. And so we had to make sure that we worked out in a certain time of the day and we had to make sure we knew what we were doing, but it was also specific for each.
Right.
Like, you know, like the pitchers are, you know, the pitcher who was starting that night is doing something different than the position players and all that. And, you know, we had to kind of make our own little bit accommodations for Nebraska with each sport team as well. And,
right.
You know, shout out to all my mentors out there, like Mike Arthur, Brian Kmita, Rusty Refcorn, a lot of those guys, Coach Tim Wilson, you know, a lot of those guys kind of helped me show that because they were the strength coaches for all these different teams.
Right.
And they were, you know, they were a good group of guys and they were kind of teaching me, you know, hey, you know, this athlete might need this, but this sport may need that. So, yeah.
I wanted to ask you about all your mentors and all the head coaches, strength coaches that you had before you obviously went off on your own. Did you take a little bit or a lot of it from each, you know, coach or each program, each sport, and then that's how you're able to curtail it and use it for athletes that come through your door?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, my first internship was at Florida Atlantic University.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sure.
So I was there, I came back up to Nebraska, and I was there for almost 4.5 years as an undergrad. And then that time, that's when I went down to the University of Missouri. One of my mentors down there was a master strength coach named Dr. Pat Ivey. You know, Coach Ivey, he's been around for a very long time. He's at the University of Louisville right now. And when I was at Missouri, we had the opportunity to actually, him and Coach Kaz Kazadi. Coach Kaz is actually, he's the TCU football strength coach right now.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Good guy. And so we did like an internship exchange for like a whole week. So they, you know, they drove us, some of us guys down from Columbia, Missouri, down there to Waco when he was at Baylor.
Right.
And I'll never forget it because we were there and they had a lot of the pro guys come up and we were out there in the football field. It was like 115, 120 guys doing yoga. And I'll never forget it. RG3 walks in. I'm like, that's RG3.
Yeah.
right there, you know, like a little starstruck.
Yeah, he moves a little different.
He does, a little starstruck. You know, I think he pulled him in like a McLaren or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a little bit of a different thing. So that was cool kind of seeing that. Because, you know, again, you know, I'm trying to add different tools to my toolbox.
Right.
And then when I came back up to Nebraska and then the Padres, obviously I learned a lot from that experience as well. And so I try to continually take all these things. And, you know, Jamie Belt's a big part of it too. You know, Jamie's shown me things that I thought I knew, but I didn't. You know, and so shout out to Jamie. He's helped me out, mentored me a lot as well.
Right.
And so again, I'm just trying to continually add people in my corner who are good people.
Right.
And that are going to help me grow as a coach and a person. So
I want to ask you that one more thing before we let you go is that the importance of conditioning. Mm-hmm. I always feel like if you can, you know, I mean, I'll say with basketball, I feel like if you're going to develop skill or you're going to try to get, you know, better in the weight room, you got to be in condition because mm-hmm. if you can't continually do the reps at it for longer periods of time, you won't develop the skills. Kind of like a perfect marriage. Talk about the importance of conditioning and how it, you know, can bring positive results, not only in the weight room, but then also in the skill set. Because if you're not in condition, now I know you have to work up to it, mm-hmm. but also takes work outside of practice in you to continue to improve your conditioning.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's one thing you really focused on last year, Jay, in summer training. And I think we're going to focus on it again this summer. We're going to start that probably around the first week of June.
Right.
When we start our first groups in that. And, you know, we focus probably another 15, 20 minutes on that. And I tell my athletes, hey, we're going to warm up. We're going to do some speed and agility. We're going to do our lifting for that day. And then at the end, we're going to condition because, you know, there's going to be a lot of football players in there, a lot of volleyball players, a lot of softball players in there. And when they start that fall sport in August, you know, they got to be ready. Because if they're not, they're going to get passed up. And we make sure they understand this, like, hey, you know, we're going to do things a little differently here to help put you, to help those athletes be in the best positions possible to be successful.
I want to ask you, for all our people out there, tell us where we can find you. Obviously, mm-hmm. we're going to obviously post you on all our social media, where they can find you, when your next session starts, or can they join mid-session, or do you just kind of work with them individually and then transition them in there? And then also talk about your hours of operation, because I think obviously people want to know, obviously on weekends and starting to get more breaks and heck, just in a month, I think kids are going to be out of school.
Which is crazy. It's coming so fast, man.
I just think it was New Year's the other day.
That's what I thought. It's just coming so fast. And so, so we do stuff year round.
Right.
You know, during the school year, we try to do stuff at night to accommodate because the kids are in school, obviously, and they act practice after.
Sure.
But yeah, this summer is going to be fun. So we're going to be having a pre-summer performance testing event. We're going to have a couple college, maybe professional athletes there to help sign autographs and help out with it. And this summer, we're going to be training, you know, all day. You know, we'll be in the gym Monday through Thursday. We usually take the weekends off because kids are traveling for sports or they got vacations and stuff. And, you know, we got a couple more exciting things. We're actually going to be working with Malcolm High School. We'll be running all their summer strength conditioning stuff with their coaching staffs out there, as long as all the stuff at the gym. And then our boy Thomas Filianco and I, we're going to be running a couple – kind of cool camps as well this summer too. Yep. So no, it's going to be a really busy summer. People can find out more information at www.coachgrayson.com. There's a contact thing on there. They can contact us, but you know, we would take pride in every opportunity to help athletes out there.
And tell us everybody where you're located at. You know, here, I think you know, where you're off the Old Cheney, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we're out there on Old Cheney, 49th and Old Cheney. What's funny is, like, you drive by, you know, there's so many people that drive by that building and there's no sign.
Right.
And I got people who will call me, you know, like, if they've never been to the gym, they'll call me. They'll be like, you know, I can't find it. I'm like, good. I don't want anybody finding it. Because, you know, like, when Jamie's there, we'll have, you know, world champion boxers in there. We'll have professional athletes in there, and they don't want to be bothered.
Right.
You know, we've had that in the past where, you know, people come in, ask for an autograph or whatever in the middle of a workout. You know, so we like to be a little bit more exclusive when we do things, but we promise when people walk in, like, we're going to give them that wow factor.
Right.
But, yeah, when you drive by there, it don't look great.
I like it, though, man, because
it's a little hard, isn't it?
Yeah, because you're going to see the athletes out there trying to get a break because they work it, man. I like it, man. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, remember, I don't know if when you were at UNL, they had the pit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the offense and defensive line went, and we were just talking to some former teammates. It was kind of like their own meeting spot. A lot of wars were battled down there, but nobody knew the results. Mm-hmm. But they forged steel down there, and that's what I think you're doing at your spot, just because I see the improvement of all the athletes. And then also, lastly, we were talking about before we even got on air, talk about how proud you are that Jazz Shelley got drafted. You've been working with her. Mm-hmm. Talk about that process, because I always say, like, even though you technically are training him, you're still coaching him. Mm-hmm. So talk about how that made you feel and how happy you are for her, because she's been a great asset at the University of Nebraska for some years.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm so proud of her. You know, she's came in, and she kind of heard through the grapevine that it's kind of hard, that, you know, like, we're intense, you know, like, we get after it. And I, you know, the first couple workouts, she was so sore. She'd come in, she goes, gee, I'm so sore. You know, I don't want to be super sore when I go to my camps and everything. I was like, Jazz, I need you to make sure you trust me. You know, this is all programmed out as a process. So that way, when she shows up to camp, I think she's going to be leaving on Sunday.
Right.
And down there to the Phoenix Mercury. And I think her first workouts are going to be on Tuesday. So even this week, where, you know, every single day we're kind of dialing things a little specific to make sure when she shows up on that first day, she's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
But, you know, but we've been helping her out with the nutrition, the recovery. She's been doing some yoga stuff as well. And so, you know, again, that's a big piece of the recovery aspect that we kind of implement for our professional athletes. You know, we want to make sure that we can provide more resources for them to be successful. But yeah, I know Jazz is, she's been one of my hardest workers. I mean, she was in there today. She was working out with couple football players, a couple other, you know, male basketball players, and, you know, she'll push them sometimes,
right?
You know, because she has high expectations, high standards, and that's what we're all about.
That's awesome, man. That's good stuff. I'm glad you came in. Trust me, I put the seal of approval for him. He's done a lot of great things, plus he's an even better dude. I would say you and Jamie Bell are first class dudes, man. I really appreciate you guys that. What you guys are doing make our jobs a lot easier. But then also, I think what you guys do for kids off the court field or whatever is just as important, because you know, every single one of them, their confidence has grown, obviously it's through the work you do with them, but it also takes a little bit of nurturing as well, because you aren't just putting them in cookie cutter workouts and stuff. Absolutely. Like that. So I appreciate it. That's Coach Grayson on Old School. We're going to take a quick break, let Grayson get going, and then we're going to put a bow on this Old School segment. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Coach Grayson, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.